Olivia Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Wadi 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 wad jogal wax sili waji 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 waxal waji waji ñi ngay rayante
sili ya rasulullah
mami mami mang lay ñaan
ya rasulullah
mami mami mang lay
ñaan
ya na yalla indi fi jamma
ya
na yalla indi fi jamma ko wessel ma kon ko ma ken ma jan wan ko nas ko ni ko ma kan ta wan ko se man e ba suru man suru man suru man jama ni ko wax kon kon jama kon war ko wax kin man e ba wi ma se ba
sidi ya rasulullah
mir mi mir mi lamba ilay
ya rasulullah
mir mi mir mi mir mi lamba la
ya rasulullah
wali 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 wali
ya rasulullah
Rani Vijami, you don't see by why,
Yeah.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
I've been fighting this war for a while, and the tough days have left a mark in my soul. And you say you only want to see me smile, so I'm taking back control. Better days will come. So complicated under the bright stars of this town, and none of this was ever calculated, and I never planned to fall down. Better days will come. Better days will come. Better days are coming around. I'm listening to what you say and starting a brand new day. The tough times took their toll. Now I'm taking back control. Smile. Better days will come. Better days will come. Better days are coming around. Better days will come. Better days will come. Better days are coming around.
My mother often told me, she said, angels have bonded your life away. She said I would accomplish just the trust in God and pray. Well, I'm on the King's Highway and I'm trying to bear my burden away. But you know I cannot keep from crying sometimes. You know I can't keep from crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears. And I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. I saw it when she first left me. I would grieve for a little while. Soon it would be all over, and I'd journey on with a smile. But the thoughts as I get older, and I think of what I told her, I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. And I can't keep from crying sometimes. My heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears. And I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. My mother, she's in glory, thank God I'm on my way. My papa, he is gone too, and my sister, she could not stay. Well, I'm on the King's Highway, and I am traveling night and day. But I just cannot keep from You know I can't keep from crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears. And I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. You know I can't keep from crying sometimes. Oh, my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes are filled with tears. And I just cannot keep from crying sometimes. Thank you.
Ding 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 much I love you. Never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, his mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sand hills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch, rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub, and the old ruined church. Then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed and had lots of fun. And when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk. And as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze. And Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad Mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim. He stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
Life is good. Good like you know it should. When I tell you people, me say, life is nice. It's our serious time. Hey, hey, hey.
Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live. Thank you.
This old town should have burned down in 1929. That's when we stood in line, waiting for our soup, swallowing our pride. This old town should have burned down in 1931, when the rain refused to come. Air filled up our bellies, dust filled up our lungs, and we thought our time had come. This old town was built by hand, in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned. This town still stands. This old town should have burned down in 1944, when the last men went to war. They came back different, if they came back at all. This old town should have burned down in 1956. That's when the twister hit. All our hopes were buried beneath the boards and bricks, and we almost called it quits. This old town was built by hand, in the dust bowl of the motherland. There must be rock beneath the sand, I'll be damned. This town still stands. Somewhere in the distance, the city lights do shine. Sidewalks gleam with neon dreams that fall from time to time. And when my children's children ask me why I didn't go, I say the heart of any town is the people that you know, and they always call you home. This old town was built by hand, in the dust bowl of the motherland.